This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's happening, everybody? Hey, no episode this fortnight. Instead, we're going to be putting the audio up of all of the interviews I got to do at PAX East 2024 throughout this week. So if you're interested and you want to check out the videos themselves, please go to youtube.com/geekscapetv. And we have a playlist right there for you to check out. So feel free to go there. Follow us on Instagram, Dynamic Resolution Show, and we'll see you back here in a couple of weeks. What's up, everybody? We're still here at PAX East 24, and we are at the Armor Games Studio booth with Humble Reads. I have Melanie, and I'm never going to pronounce it.
Aurelion?
Yeah. Okay, all right. And we're checking out their new game, Kemeru.
Yeah,
And it is a, well, why don't you tell me what it is, because there's a lot of aspects to it. There's a few different mechanics, and there's some really sweet messaging in the game.
Yeah, it's a frog collecting game where you restore wetlands and you build a refuge, and your goal is to collect other frogs.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's I got done playing the demo, went through the tutorial. There's there's a farming aspect that you had mentioned. There's the breeding aspect. So why don't you tell me a little bit about some of the hit features that you want to get out there for gamers to know about?
Yeah. So the farming aspect is important because there's a little twist, which is that you are farming wetlands, and so that makes it really very specific. We have three biomes in the game, so that creates a lot of diversity in what you're doing in terms of farming. The collection of frog aspect is really super important. You have more than 500 frogs. That's really a lot to collect, so for all the achievers out there. And as you said, there's a breeding that's kind of a mini game, but there's also like 6 or 7 other mini games where you cook, you manufacture products, there's like a whole production chain. So a lot of things to do. And the whole thing wrapped up with the narrative parts where you have more than a dozen of NPCs you can talk to while leading to you through the adventure. And so a lot of progression, maybe something like 10 hours of gameplay of narrative, farming, collection, a lot of things to do.
Decorating,
yeah, absolutely. You can decorate, you can recolor your furniture, 100 pieces of furniture, lots of things to see and to do in the game.
Yeah. And when we were checking out the demo, you mentioned the drawdown project that you kind of got some inspiration from. And I love the aspect of restoring the wetlands. And you educated me a little bit about that. So tell us about drawdown and how we got to there.
Yeah, the Project Drawdown is actually a really cool organization. They are putting out all the solutions against climate change. So the little ones, the big ones, the ones that have the biggest impact. And in their main PDF, you have all the solutions for climate change. And one of the biggest factor against climate change would be to restore the wetlands that have been dried out. So you gotta restore wetlands and you gotta protect the wetlands that are still intact in order to capture as much carbon as possible. If we were to restore all the wetlands that have been dried out, it would capture over 40 gigatons of carbon over the next 10 years, and that's huge.
No, that's a number that I can't even fathom that number. So the demo's out now on Steam, and you're looking to have a full release in the next couple of months. Everyone should wish list it right now on Steam, and check out Humble Reads. So thank you very much, you two. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.